Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What?
I said, that's cheery.
Well, we may have a flip.
Well, the Earth's magnetic poles.
Yeah.
Could be about to swap places, just like we might about to be put tolls on the roads. Well, these poles might be switching places, and nobody better to break it down scientifically for us than our friend Dr. Christine Larson from the CCSU Department of Physics and Earth Sciences. Christine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I believe we've set a record with two Christines in the first.
Yes, we did that. That was fun.
2.5 hours of the show. So for the non-science types like myself who have no idea what you're talking about, how often do the poles swap places?
Well, we have to be careful that we define what we mean by poles.
Okay.
Because if you follow a compass north, you won't end up at Santa's workshop, because Santa's workshop is at the north geographic pole, what we call true north.
Right.
And a compass will direct you to the magnetic north, and they're miles apart. And the magnetic pole wanders over time. We know this in the geologic past. And it actually sometimes will flip polarity. So you know a magnet has a north magnetic pole and a south magnetic pole.
Yeah.
And so the magnetic field inside the Earth switches polarities, and a compass would point 180 degrees in the wrong direction.
Well, the thing is, if you look at these like aircraft charts, airplane charts, like for runways, stuff like that, they have you adjust for the magnetic north.
Exactly. And what's happened recently is that the magnetic pole is wandering faster than it had been. So a geologist had just issued an update on that correction factor. Now, it doesn't mean that a flip is imminent, because there's really no set pattern. On average, if you take an average, it flips about every 200,000, 300,000 years.
Wow.
And we haven't had one in almost 800,000 years. So
we're overdue.
You could say we're overdue, but if there's no real pattern to begin with, how can you definitively say when it's going to flip? I mean, it tried to flip around 41,000 years ago and then said nope and changed its mind.
What happens, Christine, if they do flip? What's the effect on us down here on planet Earth?
Well, if compasses are messed up, it's going to affect our navigation systems. What can happen is that the magnetic poles, and this doesn't take place instantaneously. We've never actually, we meaning, you know, technological humans, have never lived through one of these. So we're trying to reconstruct it from the geologic past. But it probably takes thousands of years to do it. So it's relatively slow, so we can adjust to it.
Yeah.
What might happen is that the magnetic poles might be near the equator for a while, or there might be multiple north and south magnetic poles, and the magnetic field gets all messed up. So it will affect technology in terms of our navigation systems. We're going to have to adjust to that. And also the magnetic field, even though it never completely disappears, it gets a little weaker, which doesn't protect us as much from the high-energy particles from outer space that can mess with our satellites. So we might have some satellites that their electronics get fried. And, you know, again, these are all technological problems. To the average person on Earth, in terms of your health and well-being, won't notice anything. But, you know, if our cell phone signal goes out, we start getting pretty primal pretty fast.
Yeah, we sure My air conditioning is gone.
Boy, don't you know us to a T.
But the other thing is, it's like, for example, I know that there are birds, I think it is, that have like a magnetic sensor somewhere in their beak somewhere, and it helps them find direction. Would this affect them?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of different kinds of animals. There's birds, there's fish, there's evidence that sea turtles do this as well. They have magnetic minerals in parts of their body, and it helps them to orient like a little internal compass. And yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be bad news for them.
Dr. Christine Lewis from, Larson, I'm sorry.
See, I wasn't wrong to play that song.
No, exactly. Dr. Christine Larson from CCSU with us talking about. So how do we know that this has taken place? Can you actually see it? Or?
Well, we can actually go to parts. Well, right now the magnetic pole is wandering from Canada over to Siberia. Why anything would want to go from Canada to Siberia is beyond me. But that's the direction
the
it's
gulag.
Going in. Yeah, at about 35 miles an hour. And so geologists will actually go there, and they will measure the changes in the magnetic field from one location to another and say, yep, this is where the pole happens to be right now. The problem is that the Earth is not like a permanent solid magnet like you might have on your refrigerator.
Exactly.
The magnetic field is generated deep inside the outer core of the Earth,
yes.
Which is a swirling mass of liquid iron. And it's very complicated, and you've also got the rotation of the Earth in there as well. So it's a very complicated magnet and pretty much does what it feels like.
So, I mean, you know, it sounds as if, in a sense, it's a Y2K kind of thing going on, except this would certainly be more serious, and it would be real, I suppose.
Yeah, again, it's, you know, if we have problems with our navigation, that's a serious technological problem.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a higher possibility of satellites getting their electronics fried because of high-energy particles from space, that's also a problem. But on the plus side, we'll see more northern lights.
Oh,
there you go.
Small price to pay.
It's a good price to get burnt beyond recognition.
Could it affect the electric grid as well?
Yeah, because what can sometimes happen is when the sun especially has flares and outbursts, those same high-energy particles can overload the transformers and make them explode. So there is a possibility we could be more susceptible to that. But again, the power company's gotten pretty good at monitoring the sun and compensating when they know we might get hit by one of those geomagnetic storms.
Okay. Scientists live for circumstances like this.
You make us think like we're ghoulish and we want the end of the world or something.
Well, do you?
Well, if it's a zombie apocalypse, I might be in on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we got into that the last time we spoke. I think
Yeah. Exactly.
Your go-to for that, too.
All right. Well, Christine, thank you for taking the time to join us. Our friend Dr. Christine Larson from CCSU breaking down whether or not the magnetic poles will
thank
be swapping places. So thanks, Christine. Have a good weekend.
Yep. Hey, they were talking about, they used to talk about this on Coast to Coast all the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.